Casaloma was a rather unusual band in some ways.
Well, the Casaloma band originated in Michigan, you know, in Detroit, and it was like a house band, you know. They didn't like whoever was in charge of them, so they went to Toronto and it or somewhere and played in a place called the Casaloma. And so when they were trying to break away, they didn't know what to call themselves, so they said, well, we played the Casaloma place, let's call it the Casaloma Orchestra. So they did.
But it was unusual in that it was, at least for a while, a collective band.
Yes.
In other words, not only financially, but in some ways in the way they played, in their conception of the music.
Their style was based on the arranger, which most bands are, and that was Gene Gifford, and he wrote very difficult, repetitive things. One that I remember, one of his tricks was the brass would play dee-dee-dee-da, and the saxophones would play dee-dee-dee-da. So we go dee-dee-dee-da, 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 dee-dee-dee-da. They kept doing that until I'd say, for God's sake, stop. It was technically very difficult, so hardly any bands that had any jazz influence at that period could play anything that difficult, you know? They were kind of the best band because they were better than other people at playing things that you couldn't play. When I began working with Goodman, the only guy that ever worked for the two best bands in the world at the same time, because Casaloma was the best and Goodman was on his way up, and while I was writing for the two of them, Goodman passed Casaloma. So I said, now where are my loyalties? What am I going to do? But it did fix it so that I was the only guy to ever work for the two best bands in the world at the same time. Goodman would go to listen to the Casaloma. He'd go there and have dinner and listen to them at the Essex House to see if I was giving them the same arrangements that I made for Goodman, which is silly. The combinations were entirely different.
Uh-huh.
And I write for the players. I don't write for the instrument. In fact, as Dean can tell you, it doesn't say first alto saxophone or third trumpet or anything. It's the guy's name.